The French film Look at Me opens today at theaters in New York and Los Angeles. The creative team behind that movie won the Screenplay Prize at the Cannes Film Festival last year. That's a big prize, but many festivalgoers thought the film deserved more, that it was easily the best film in competition. And one of them was Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan.
It's hard to say what's most impressive about Look at Me. Is it the sharp and incisive writing? Is it acting that snaps and crackles with intelligence and skill? Is it directing that is energetic and engaged? For me, what's most impressive is that the same two people are responsible for almost all of those good things. That would be the husband and wife team of Jean-Pierre Bacri and Anya Jaoui. They're veteran actors who were so dissatisfied with the parts they were offered, they wrote a series of smart, bitingly funny films for other people, including Alain René, to direct. 5 years ago, Jaoui directed a fine film of her own, The Taste of Others. The follow-up, Look at Me, is even better. Look at Me has multiple characters, but it centers on a pair of protagonists, a famous and famously bad-tempered writer, and the defiantly overweight daughter for whom he has no patience.
On n'a pas le droit de dire qu'une fille est jolie, qu'est-ce que tu veux qu'on fasse, qu'on se bande les yeux?
Mais c'est une chanteuse, elle chante! On s'en fout du physique!
Non mais je comprends ce qu'elle ressent,
c'est... Non, tu comprends pas, tu comprends rien du tout! Tu dis toujours que tu me comprends, mais dès que tu prends 12 grammes, t'es au bord du suicide! C'est pas moi, tu suis folle!
Look at Me has points to make about how obsessed we are with the surface of things. It wants us to think about how heedlessly concerned we've become with physical appearance, and even more dangerously, with celebrity. With pointed and acerbic charm, Look at Me shows us the unmistakable ways success mars the human equation. Co-writer Bacri plays the author whose abrasive arrogance poisons all of his relationships. Co-writer-director Jaoui plays his daughter's voice teacher.
Quel traditore, quel traditore, quel traditore, Jaoui.
She turns out to be more susceptible to celebrity worship than she believes. This may be a French film, but its parallels to the tropes of Hollywood are unmistakable. It's the ability to combine insightful character study with wickedly funny situations that skewer all too human weaknesses that makes Look at Me such a deeply satisfying experience. It's a shame that co-stars Anya Jaoui and Jean-Pierre Bacri in their pre-writing days could not find films with these qualities. Of course, if they had, we would not have Look at Me, and that would be a shame.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.